Ah, let's pray again. Amen. Totally reconciled one, let's pray. Father, my Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up holy hands, made holy by you, your Son. I lift up holy hands, made holy by your Son's blood on that cross. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, thank you that you teach me truths from your word now. I'm open to it. In Jesus' name, amen. You open? Are you open? You say yes. Yes, I'm open. I'm open to the good news of reconciliation. And that's what we're going to study. We're going to look at it in the book of Hebrews. The testament is only valid with the death of the testator. And I tell you this, you'll find in the word in Hebrews chapter 9 from verse 16. Hebrews 9 from verse 16. Let's just get it here. Hebrews 9 from verse 16. Hebrews 9, from verse 16. In the case of a will, it is necessary to prove the death of the one who made it. Now, you are an heir of the one who made the testament, who died. In the case of a will, verse 16, it is necessary to prove the death of the one who made it, because a will is in force only when somebody has died. It never takes effect while the one who made it is living. Okay, so Jesus Christ died for you and me. Because he died, the will is in force. You can reach out and take what Jesus said, come to me, those who are weak and weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You can have the rest. You can take your rest. It's paid for. Rest in Christ. That's what you can do. He paid the price. What else can you do? He says, you can be saved by grace through faith. Faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Now, salvation is paid for you. Remember the previous ones I said, God presents you blameless and faultless before him through his Son. Now you can say, I take the fact that I'm blameless before God. Faultless, blameless, spotless before God. That's how you are right now. 1 John 4. As he is, so are you in this world. You've come to learn, you've come to understand the love that God has for you. 1 John chapter 4. It's not that you loved him first, it says, but that he gave his life to you while you were a sinner. Romans 5 verse 8, Christ showed his love. God showed his love by the death of his Son while we were sinners. While we were sinners, Christ died for us. The love of God surpasses all understanding. Oh, the love of Jesus. Oh, the love of Jesus. It's actually, oh, the love of the Father towards you that he gave his Son. For God so loved you that he gave his Son. Jesus so loved the Father that he said, I'll do it, Father. Not my will, but yours be done. I'll do it, Father. Father so loved you as a sinner that he now made you a son. You were a sinner man, but now you're a son man, a son of God, born from above, from God. That's who you are. What joy. What joy must fill your heart to know that who shall bring any accusation against the sons of God? Let me just read it again here. Because a will is in force when somebody has died, when the testator died. That's the hour after he died, his testament, the covenant is in force. The New Testament for new people. You see, the old covenant was a covenant with the old man. That man that needed to die on the cross. That man that was like David, you know, sending a man in front of the war, made him a troop that must walk at the front so that he was sure that man will be killed so that he could take his wife. God made a covenant with a man. The man whose sins were only covered by the blood. The book of Hebrews says clearly, sin could not be taken away. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 4, 3 and 4, it says it was covered. It was impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away the sins. But now, John 1 verse 29, John the Baptist looked up at Jesus. He said, "Behold the Lamb which takes away the sins of the world. Behold the Lamb which takes away the sins of you that are listening now to me." This is your inheritance. This is what was paid for. You can take it to the bank. You can say, "Yes, Lord, I take it. I am a new creation now. I'm born again. I am born again. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. And I am, I believe, Lord, I take my inheritance now by faith. I exercise faith in this grace in which I stand." Let's go to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Man, this is incredible. Romans 5. "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith." You're justified just as if you haven't sinned. You're justified through faith in the work of somebody else. That work is yours. What it achieved is yours. You an heir. Because your eldest brother Jesus, in which the fullness of God dwells, died. God didn't die. Jesus died. Son of man. For all mankind. All mankind. And now he says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He's your advocate. He's your mediator. He's the one who died. He's the one who left the words, unshakable words, unchangeable words, and said, "You are an heir. You are an heir." And the testator died. It was proven 3 days dead. And he rose from the dead. He conquered death and hell. He conquered what suppressed the human beings today. He conquered that. And if you come into Christ, you can also be an overcomer. He is able to present you faultless, blameless before the Father. And he does that. He does that. God bless you, man.